재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵!
born and raised in New York. Mm-hmm. He came to Korea last year to become the grand prize winner of one of the biggest audition programs.
Super big. He just released his long-awaited debut single titled 어제, 오늘, 내일, last month in November.
If we translate that, it's yesterday, today, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he is on the rise to become one of Korea's biggest stars, but he's still a New Yorker at heart. Please welcome for Tuesday's artist, Kevin O!
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Did you like our introduction?
It was very, very nice. Yeah,
grandiose.
I feel honored. Yeah, it was grand. Very New York-in of you, yes.
Exactly. We're so excited to have you here, Kevin. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sure. My name's Kevin O. I'm born and raised in New York. I just came out with a single called 어제 오늘 내일. And it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me here.
It's our pleasure to have you. You're such a, just a really cool character. Like, I think you can get along with any and everyone you meet.
Yeah.
Min has been interesting today. She's been talking about Kevin and talking to Kevin as if she knows him.
But you can tell.
So she's like, yeah, you're such a cool character. We've known him for 10 minutes now.
But like, that was also how people perceived you on the show. Like, you were just very easygoing, very witty, and, you know, just...
Yeah, the whole umchina, just like...
Right.
We feel like we've seen you somewhere before.
Did you like that title? The umchina, which
sure
is like...
Yeah,
I like it. So I haven't seen the show yet. I haven't watched the show. I don't think I will for a while, but...
I have heard
about the umchina.
So for our listeners who don't know, an umchina is your mom's best friend's son who is perfect.
Yeah, who has everything, looks,
every mom wants their son to be like their friend's son, and they're always comparing you, and so you're just kind of like that guy.
Yeah, so to answer your question, no, I didn't fully like that, because I'm not perfect, you know, none of us are, and I just rather... You know, as you said, as you introduced me, he seems chill.
He does. See, I can tell. Yeah. But it's also because you came out of a really, really great
big Ivy League school.
And us Koreans, like, we go crazy over people who go to Ivy League college.
We were kind of talking
about
that.
People name their kids like Harvard and
But we were kind of talking about that, how a lot of parents, especially if you are somebody who did go to, let's say, an Ivy League school and you graduated, you know, with whatever degree. And
parents want you to continue.
And a lot of parents, especially Korean parents, they kind of... At first, they don't support you, right?
Yeah.
Because they're like, but you worked so hard to get to where you are. Why would you give all of that up to do something that you don't have any kind of...
Sure.
There's no guarantee.
Yeah, there's no guarantee there.
Sure.
But you were saying something a little different about your parents.
Yeah, I think it really depends, you know, case by case. But for me, and I think ultimately with most parents, deep inside, they are going to, you know, push their kids to do what they truly want to.
Right.
You know, what really drives them at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents, yes, at first it was a bit difficult, but I think a part of that also had to do with the fact that I didn't give them enough, you know, determination at first. Like, I'm going to be a musician? Like, I was kind of questioning myself as well.
Right.
But once I did give them that kind of conviction, you know, even though it was hard at first, I think they always supported me in whatever I did, whether I was doing well or not.
Well, when it comes to music then, I mean, you didn't decide to really pursue music until after college.
Yeah.
That's really late for a lot of musicians nowadays,
it really
especially.
Is, yeah.
What was that turning point for you? Like, why, where did you get that?
Sure. I think, you know, in media res, like when you're doing something, you don't really think about sometimes, you know, what am I doing? Where am I at? But, you know, for me, after I graduated, in retrospect, maybe I didn't have to go to college, but I do appreciate, like, you know, everything that I learned and all the friends that I made there, of course.
Right.
But once I graduated, I was supposed to start working at a finance company, but I just felt compelled to really give my music a shot before I got any older.
Were you always into music before, though?
I was. I grew up playing music.
Okay.
I grew up playing piano and cello.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Learned how to play guitar.
Classically,
like,
trained?
At church. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm sure people would compare you to Eric Nam, because he, too, was a part of a big audition program.
Yeah,
he was
going
to be an accountant, and he
could make
millions.
Know that.
Yeah, he was an accountant for 3 years before he gave.
No way.
At a very, very prestigious firm before he came here to pursue his music.
Right.
And look at him now.
Yeah, I thought he was just like interviewing like Paris Hilton off the bat.
No. It doesn't happen like that. No.
Yeah.
He came from a long...
I see.
But, you know, do you ever have regrets?
No.
No.
Not at all.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But the thing is, I didn't have regrets in the moment when, you know, I was at college not doing music. Mm-hmm. I didn't have regrets. Some people do ask me, like, do you regret going on the show and stuff like that? No, I don't regret anything.
You
I think,
won. Why would you regret it?
Well, I mean, some people say, oh, you lost a degree of artistic control or like you didn't really have control over anything. But I'm the type of person who, you know, in the moment, I'll do my best to not regret it. Otherwise, how can you really do anything?
Exactly. Then everything you do would be a regret.
And the thing is that especially when you're living life, if you regret any decisions that you make, it's like you're who you are because of the experiences that you went through and you learn so much and grow from them.
Right.
I feel like you appreciate everything you do anyway, so whether it be, you know, if you're still working or if you're doing music.
Yeah, and that's not to say, like, you know, I'll see on Instagram, like, YOLO, and like people, like, holding up, like, champagne. Like, I'm not really about that, but, you know, that's just a joke. I mean, if that's what you're
that
about,
you know,
that's cool.
YOLO. No, I know. I know. I was like, I don't picture you ever saying that.
I don't.
We recently learned YOLO.
I don't say that, but I do. My point is I do think that way, I guess.
We agree.
Yeah.
We definitely agree.
Earlier when we were hanging out before you came on the program, we were talking about your how much exposure you had to K-pop before you came here.
You rarely had.
But this next track that you are going to be performing live for us, you said, was kind of like your first intro.
Yeah, so I grew up, the only thing I watched was like Stairway to Heaven. And then the only songs I knew was the stuff that my friends would sing. So the next song that I'm going to sing is actually your song.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, and I actually almost sang it on the show as well.
You know, this is the second time we've heard that in less than a month. And we're like, why don't you just do it? Why does it always come out to almost?
How fun would it be, like, on the live shows, they have this set cue sheet, they think you're going to sing this song, and then you go,
one day. There's be like, cut.
No, it's live.
So please, everyone, give it up for Kevin. He's going to perform live for you right here in the studio, and he is singing As Ones.
원하고 원망하죠.
Yeah!
아직 누굴 사랑할 수 없는 그대 지친 가슴은 난 너무나 잘 알죠. 변함없이 그대 곁을 지켜왔지만 그대 지나버린 사랑 그 안에만 사는 걸 원하고 원망하죠 그대만을 내게 다가올 시간을 힘겹게 만드는 사람 지난 날들을 그대의 아픈 얘기를 모르고 싶은 걸 지난 날들을 그대의 아픈 얘기를 모르고 싶은 걸 Something filled up my heart with nothing. Someone told me not to cry. Ooh.
Jonathan, that was amazing. Thank
you.
No,
thank you.
Thank you thank so much. We've never heard it done like that before. You just have such a soulful, just an emotional voice. It's so, like, as if you're just, like, talking. You're not really, like, trying. I mean, I'm sure you're trying, but it's so natural.
Try my best, really.
When did you find your voice? How old were you?
Wow, what does that mean? When did I find
my
voice?
When did you realize that you could actually sing?
Okay, it wasn't right off the bat. I have recordings of me in junior high school singing
like
John Mayer.
Like choir or things like that? Or
No, I mean, just singing. Yeah, it was just singing just songs that I loved. Like I loved like Coldplay's first two albums.
Yeah.
I loved John Mayer at the time. I liked Jeff Buckley, but I'm super nasally. I was going through puberty at the time.
You're like, what?
Yeah, so I probably found my voice towards the end of high school.
So a little bit later.
A little later, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Because for us too, when we were singing, like for me especially, I did not think I could sing. You know, just like, so I never sang in front of anybody.
Whatever. When I was three, I was a bomb.
She was not kidding. But yeah, you know, it's hard, but you did find it later, but we're so glad that you found it
at all.
You said that you came to Korea for the first time last year.
Yes.
And it was, you just kind of threw yourself into it.
Yeah.
But did you have any kind of exposure to Korea or like actual, like I know you're Korean, but like Korean culture, the language, all of that before you came?
Because the only drama you watched was like almost 20 years old. So.
Sure. Yeah. So I'd say I wasn't immersed in the culture when it comes to like dramas and music, but I obviously was immersed in the lifestyle.
So like living in New York, Long Island, you took off your shoes at home.
Oh yeah, took off my shoes every day for dinner. We'd have to, you know, wait for dad and eat hanshik every day at night.
Korean food.
Yeah, and then I went to Hangeul-akyo for a bit. I went to a Korean church, so I saw Korean kids every Sunday.
Yes, okay. So, I mean, you had the experience. Mm-hmm. You never were able to make it out here.
Yes, exactly.
Because your pronunciation in Korean is actually pretty good, so.
It's okay. Yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah.
For a year, it's not bad. We've been here for almost 20, and Min's still having a hard time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 20 years, and she's still working on it.
So. Yeah, I think my Korean is getting better. My English is getting worse.
It happens.
It's really bad.
Konglish will be your best friend.
What we're going to do is we're actually going to find a little island in between Korea and America, and we're gonna speak our own.
You should, I guess, move to Guam, right?
Yes, Guam would be perfect. I think they speak English better than us. But definitely, I think growing up as a Korean American in the States and then coming here, there's still a culture shock, even though we have that culture in us. We don't know everything, right?
Right.
What was the hardest thing for you when you arrived in Korea?
I think the hardest thing for me was, especially as an artist, I have so many things that I want to say in my heart, but I can't translate that perfectly into song or even into words. So it was a bit tapped up at first. But that became a challenge for me, and I love challenges.
Do you write your own lyrics?
I do, yes.
Wow.
Even the Koreans you would try to
write. I mean, I've tried, you know, for a year now. The songs that I'm putting out now,
it's
they're
all you.
Yeah.
Your Korean lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
See, 20 years, we still haven't been able to do it.
No.
We're going to head over into the fourth and final segment, and we're going to talk more with Kevin O. If you have any questions for him, please go ahead and send them in to us. This next one is just a track from, I shouldn't say just a track.
Oh, yeah. No.
This one is kind of a they're the IT group these days.
But not the IT song, but it's a great song.
Yeah.
Here is Port Bagan Sachungi with X Song. Welcome back to the fourth and final segment. We're continuing on with Tuesday's artist, and we have the coolest artist, Kevin O, in our studio. And we are super happy to have you here because right after the competition ends, it's when the winner is the most busy. Like, they have just scheduled back to back to back. So for you to be in our studios right now, it's kind of surreal, and we're grateful.
What huge trip did you have to postpone to make it?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
No, not at all. No.
Because you've been a part of lots of big shows lately.
What has life been like since the program?
Life has been great. I mean, in terms of the fact that I get to work on music, I've been working on, obviously, my songs now. And, you know, my company's given me, like, just 100% artistic control.
Really?
In terms of where I record, like, who I work with.
That's awesome. Really rare for a company so big.
Yeah.
They like to kind of be part of it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah. But they're giving you that freedom a little bit.
They did, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a perfect lyricist, but they were like, yeah, you know, go ahead and uh-huh. give it.
Because that's your charm. So. I mean, because you're a singer-songwriter, so they wanted to make sure to put that out there.
I think
there,
they wanted really. To preserve that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What about being recognized?
Being recognized.
Because, I mean, that's a big popular show. A lot of people watching.
Right. I mean, it's like a huge part of my life, to be honest. I honestly still take the bus and the subway every single day.
So do we. But so what I want to know is who comes up to you on the bus and who sees depends. You at restaurants. And
that's the thing about Seoul. Like, I don't think they notice me that often. But if they do, because if I notice somebody, I don't go up to them. Right. Like, oh, my God. Like, yeah. Jun Jian, like, right. have your autograph. You know?
Really? Because Min would. Min would be like,
Jun Jian? No.
Well, I do. I like her. Yeah. For Jun Jian, she'll do it. No.
I mean, only because I don't want to, like, you know, disturb them. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, when I leave Seoul, then it's more of like an
occurring
thing.
It's kind of, okay.
Because I think they have less, like, access of a barrier. Mm. Yeah. Right.
Do you personally think you have more female fans or male fans?
I'm sorry, you have so many more female fans.
I have, know. I think, only female fans.
I don't think any guy would want to be his fan because he is the umchina. He is the guy that everyone wants to hate. You know, he's, I mean, you know, people play hate, player hate.
I hope that's not the case. I've been trying more and more. I mean, no, I haven't really been trying to, like, get male fans.
You don't need to.
What would you do? How would you try to make male fans?
So I think that's when it comes back to the music. Like, I just have to focus on the music.
Like, and more manly music.
No.
What's manly music?
I guess I gotta start rapping.
Yeah.
Jesus. Really
Hip-hoppers have a lot of male fans.
You have to start singing songs that say YOLO or something. Yes. YOLO. I don't know.
Yeah. You got your next title. Well, I mean, you have a lot of female fans and a lot of your fans, and we always ask here in our show, like, ideal types, because fans, that's like the top three that they want to know. Yeah. Like,
what they want to know is if they have a chance with you.
Basically.
Okay. Ideal type.
Yes.
Right. So I was asked this many times, and I think on the show I said she has to be yeppo, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't really know that in Korean, well, in English that means pretty.
It's pretty, right? Mm-hmm.
But I kind of got the sense in Korean that it's more encompassing than just looks for yeppo.
No, when you say yeppo, you mean like idol. That's what they think. Okay. They have to be like Jun Jian.
Right, right. But see, this is where it goes back to, she does have to be pretty, but that has to be, you know, everything. Subjective to me. No, it's like pretty
beauty
to me.
Beauty in the eyes.
Yeah, which is different from, obviously, pretty to my mom. Pretty to my brother. We all like different types of people.
Yeah.
I don't have that. Yeah.
It's just when you see them, if
when
they're
I see,
appealing.
I know. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't like go out and look for something. I think I go out, and if that person finds me, then yes, I am taking it back. But it's been a long time, so I don't know.
Oh, but you're pursuing your music.
Yeah.
Music is the
priorities. But I don't know how you can push off all the girls.
Come on.
There's no way that you can't have, you know, lots of girls always. Not throwing themselves at you, but, you know, wanting to at least hang out with you or wanting a chance.
I don't think
you're blind to
Min's,
that.
Min's really good at making people feel uncomfortable.
So
she's really good at that.
I make them feel good about themselves.
When it comes to your music, where do you get your inspiration from?
I get my inspiration from, I think, you know, events that I've gone through, but I can't write about that stuff when I'm going through them, or even if
it takes you a while.
Like, it takes me years. Like this song that, you know, you guys are going to play for me, this Ajeon Neil, happened to me 4 years ago. And finally, this time around, when I went back to East Village in New York, that was my first time going back in 4 years. I didn't realize. I've lived in New York all my life, but first time going back, and I was finally enough of a blank slate to
accept
have that
it
written.
Yeah. And to open yourself to the moment.
Yeah. Very different. Lots of other writers are so like inspired in the moment, and they'll start writing away.
I can't even write if I like watch a movie or anything like that.
You have
that.
To like wait until it's all completely like out of your system, and then
dwell in the feelings.
People function differently, and that suits you. So,
well, it's kind of exciting because we get to hear the song then, and I love when we have artists who come in and their music is really reflective of who they are, their experiences that they've been through. Because fan too, new or old, doesn't matter. But as a fan too, you know, you want to get to know that artist just a little bit better.
Sure.
You know, and if the way to do that is through their music, well, then this is kind of the best.
I think so.
Definitely.
Yeah. So check it out. Here is our ever so talented artist today. Kevin O is performing. Or no, we're going to play for you his title track. This one is called
어제, 오늘, 내일. such a great track, especially for this season. I feel it's so suiting. And the music video was so beautiful. Shot back at your hometown.
Was that your choice?
It just happened that way because Primer was going to New York. And I was like, all right, Hyung, I'm coming with you.
Let's go. Yeah.
You worked on this with Primer. What was that like? I mean, he's one of the biggest, you know,
hot.
I mean, if you look at it from the outside, he's, you know, mainly a hip-hop producer and K-pop producer. I'm a folk singer-songwriter, so it doesn't seem like it'd be able to work out. But
it did.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome working with him. And I always did want to work with somebody who I thought was pushing the limits in the industry, which I do believe that he does. We have a lot of similar tastes in music. Yeah. You know, our personalities are pretty similar too. So it was a great match.
We still don't know what he looks like. So, I mean, because he's always,
What do you mean? He wore a box the entire time I was hanging out.
Really?
No,
so you don't know.
I'm kidding.
It says on your Twitter account that you write songs and you make headphones. Explain, please.
Headphones. I mean, so I do make songs, but after I graduated from school, I started a company, a headphone company.
Oh, literally.
You literally
make headphones. Like, you have a company.
Like that rapper guy.
Am I allowed to pitch it? I mean,
no, you're not allowed to pitch
it. Okay, I won't talk about the brand.
Is it still for sale?
Yeah.
It is,
Then no, you can't pitch it.
When I saw that you make headphones, I thought you were like one of those people who like to you know, in your spare time, like, just...
So he's a
entrepreneur, guys.
That's so cool. What's the sound quality like? Because I'm very
sensitive. That's the concept of our company. We all have different types of, like, it's all modular sound and designs.
So it fits to each user. If you want to find out more, you can go ahead and check that out later, guys. We're gonna move on. YouTube. You started YouTube way back when.
I did, like back when it was 2007, I think.
Okay, that's a long time ago.
That's kind of like the beginning. And we remember Roy Kim.
He
said that you even inspired him to start posting videos as well.
He said that for the sake of the Bangseong, you know, to like get people interested. But
I don't picture him being like a liar, so I think.
Well, he used to do YouTube as well,
right?
And then I was doing it as well. We both did it very casually, just like, you know, when we're in our dorm rooms or whatever. And then we got connected through YouTube. Like, we'd send messages back and forth, and then finally we did a college show together.
So you guys go way back.
It's a couple years now,
I keep forgetting you're young. I always say way back because I think of when I was in high school, college, and I'm like, that's a long time ago.
Come on. It's not that long ago.
So do you like that side of your music too, where you get to post other covers and just kind of be free with what you want to do?
Put your own spin to it.
There was a point in my life, I think during college or after college, where I just got super self-aware and I was just like, oh my God, what is all this stuff? And I deleted it. But these days, I'm just like, why not? Like, why? So I'm thinking about just putting up like casual YouTube videos again. Because I think, one, people like it, and two, why not just put out content and forget about it?
Well, our writer James is actually one of the original body beatboxers.
He hits himself.
Oh my God!
He sings.
If you go on YouTube,
that's him.
I've seen him perform at this Christian like concert.
Yes, that's James. James Ha.
His friend's like Sam.
He's connected to everyone. But the thing about James though is that he too at some point got really aware, and he just erased everything. We're like, what?
That video where he was beatboxing in the airport.
That's the one.
We're like, why would you do that? Put it back up. And he's like,
because the fans want to see it. But it's the same with you, I think. You know, your fans love it.
Well, it was the same with me, but these days I'm just kind of
going back.
YOLO.
Hey, James. YOLO.
Y'all should collaborate.
What about Christmas? It's almost Christmas. Are you a big Christmas lover?
Christmas
in New York is beautiful.
It's good, but like, it's actually my first year not doing Christmas in New York. No, but I'm not sad about it. It's going to be my first Christmas in Korea, so
it's going to be different.
I'm so excited.
Christmas in Korea is not like family. It's more like, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend day.
But that's good because your family's not here anyway.
So I mean, I got to sing on Christmas Eve on Christmas.
That's the best day to spend it, though. Spending it busy so you don't...
Story of our lives.
But I'm excited. I mean, I love Christmas. I think because I'm not really that well-traveled, it's my first time, you know, having Christmas away from home.
That means that you know tons of carols.
I do.
Can we hear one of your favorites?
Briefly, I guess.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
This is what we live for here on K-Popular.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Okay, I got to
do that. Oh, you tight
somebody cry.
Chose the best song. Thank you so much.
Christmas brings out the happiness in everyone.
I love Christmas. It's my favorite part of the year.
Well, now that we got to hear a little bit of his beautiful voice, we cannot not hear more.
You're
so this next
one more song for us.
Yeah,
it's so cool. Mm-hmm.
Another cover.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. It's I don't know who it's by. I know Bob Dylan did a version.
Carla Bruni.
Oh. Exactly.
Originally.
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's just like an old standard. Like, I love jazz.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily like standard jazz, but it has that kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did YouTube, like, I did only jazz covers, really. So I guess I'm taking us back.
Let's go back then. This one is called
You Belong to Me.
Woo!
Woo! Ow!
See the pyramid along the night, watch the sunrise from a tropic isle. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when your dream appears, you belong to me. And I'll be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too. See the jungle when it's wet with the rain. Just remember till you're home again, you belong with me. And I'll be so alone without you. Maybe fly the ocean on a silver plane. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember till you're home again, you belong with me.
End your songs with thank you. I feel like I'm at some sort of jazz bar. Like, that was incredible.
Thank you.
Seriously, thank you.
Today, a lot of people have been asking, but this one, since we're coming to end here on the program with you, they want to know. You know, this year is also coming to an end.
Yes.
And Yulia asks, she says, "Were you able to manage to carry out all of your plans for the year?"
I think so, but the thing is, I don't really set New Year's resolutions that are very specific.
Mm-hmm.
I send very broad ones.
Mm-hmm.
So my one for last year was to, in all circumstances, try to remain as thankful as possible.
Aww.
Now, does that mean I succeeded? I mean, probably not. I mean, there are moments when, no matter how hard I try, I'm just complaining about everything.
Of course,
you know?
We're human.
Second nature.
Yeah, but I think the important thing is to be intentional about it.
Right.
Like when you wake up in the morning. And
right.
I definitely think I was this year more than last.
Well, they want to know then, what is your main goal or dream for next year?
Okay, dream. Yeah, I don't really tell people my dreams. It's too personal, and people might trample on them. You might
hear from him about 5 years from now in another song when he's ready to discuss his dream for 2017.
No, actually, my goal though for this year is to put out as much content as possible.
And I've been prepping
for that throughout the year, just writing a lot. And I think what I experienced when working with Primary is, you know, we recorded all of these songs in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And then we put them out like 2 weeks later. Right. Yeah. So there was something very freeing about working on music, not sitting on it, not letting it dwell.
And then just
moving on. Mm-hmm. So I think I want to do that as much as possible. It's very freeing from an artist standpoint.
Yeah. And for the fans love it too.
Fans love it even more so.
Right.
I definitely think that we're going to be seeing a lot more of Kevin O.
Yeah, there's no way that you can avoid you.
Is there any other artist that before whatever else happens, this is the one artist that you have to work with?
Okay, in Korea. I'll stick with Korea for now.
Korea.
I would say the kids on the show with me, the top 10 kids.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we're all best friends.
I'm sure.
We hang out
with
each other all the time. I mean, except for like one or two, but.
Yeah, most of you.
Yeah. I mean,
that experience.
We're so close, and I want to work with people who I know and I have a personal relationship with, and especially when it comes to writing songs.
That's the best.
Yeah, when you're writing music together and you're vibing and you guys get each other and it comes, the music that comes from your heart, where you really, really know what it is you want and with the people that you want to write it with, it's always the best stuff.
And they would so appreciate the fact that you want to do that too. So make sure, we would definitely love to see that
happen. It's going to happen. Yeah.
Next few years, guys. Well, we want to thank you so much for being a part of the program again, Kevin.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Such a pleasure.
So much fun chit-chatting away. We're actually going to close off the show together.
You were supposed to be gone like 5 minutes ago, but we just kept you for a little longer.
Okay. We want to thank all of our listeners for joining us today. Yes. If you guys want to re-listen to any part of our Tuesday's Artist Today, you can search for K-Popular in the podcast store. And again, thank you to Kevin.
Thank you.
Good luck in everything that you do, and we hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
We are going to close off the program.
We're going to leave you with a song from Han Dong-gun, 그대라는 사치.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Min.
This is Kevin O. And we all want you to have
an wonderful day.
Bye, everybody. Bye,
goodbye.
Kevin.
Bye.